This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure, whether you like it or not. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know. I hopefully you find it exciting to be with us as well. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. It's important that you're engaged and you're involved. And the reason is that it's kind of boring sitting here talking to myself pretty much. But when you're engaged and involved, I can see what you're, you know, some of the things that are tensing you, making you a little nuts. Some of the things that you're interested in, I get the guests to go down a certain road if we need to, so I can get more information. But I do very much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us that while we're on the air. I know there's about 3,000. I know I say it in a joking way, but I mean it for real. I mean, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved and engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I always say, it's really funny. I'm not picking on you guys. But I always say the same thing. I'll talk about anything. You call, I'll talk about anything. But if I'm in the middle of a rant on something, right? If I'm talking about the state of California and how whacked it is, and you call and you want to talk about the, you know, illegal aliens crossing from the Canadian border, I'm not there. I'm willing to do it, but I'm not there for that time. So just a little reminder. Also, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can also buy my book, buy the coffee mug, buy the tea, buy all kinds of wonderful stuff. We used to have water bottles. I don't know if we still do, but take a look there. Again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. Governor Brown of California. You know, they used to call him Governor Moonbeam in the 70s. He was just, like, totally out of touch. And he and his club have decided that there's all kinds of crazy stuff that they need to pass before he leaves office or something like that. Now, here's the thing. In California, this is the last few weeks of their legislative agenda for the year. And they beat their brains out trying to get as many bills passed as they can. They will pass 1,000 bills in 1 week. Why? Do we need that many laws? That many regulations? They see this as a full-time job. Texas meets every 2 years. This is nuts. And the problem is, if you want to see how much damage legislators could do when they're left to go, you know, what was that thing that Snoop Doggy Dog used to do? What was it, Girls Gone Wild? We should do a whole Legislators Gone Wild kind of thing. Seriously. I mean, can you imagine? Just hang out in Sacramento. Right? And, you know, on the Snoop thing, they would ask the girls to show them certain parts of their body. We can just say, show us your legislators. Show us your legislation. Show us your latest bill. Right? I mean, just got so many of them. Not like they would, you know, run out of things to show us. But California is going to become the first state. Ready for this one? Ready. Listen carefully. Eliminating bail for suspects awaiting trial. So here's the message for the rest of the country. If you're going to do a crime, come to California. Suspects awaiting trial in California will now have their bail eliminated, according to a bill signed by Democratic Governor Jerry Brown on Tuesday. In lieu of bail, suspects will be gauged under a risk assessment system, although the details of the program, which will take effect in October, were not immediately clear. You know what I love about this? Aren't we doing this for the catch and release? We're assessing their risk. Well, they're coming over here to get away from crime. Of course they'll come back to court. 92% of them don't. Suspects looking at serious violent felonies won't be eligible for release prior to trial, but the majority of suspects arrested for nonviolent misdemeanors will be let go within 12 hours. Here's the problem. What about the ones that plead down? Right, to go through the system faster. What about the ones that say, okay, you know, instead of, all right, you know what? I know I beat my girlfriend to a pulp with intent to kill her, but if what if I just, what if we plead down to aggravated assault? How's that? Two different crimes. But one they can walk on, the other one they can't. The bill gives officials 24 hours to determine whether other suspects should be released before trial. And it can be extended 12 hours under certain circumstances. Today, the California reform its bail system so that the rich and the poor alike are treated fairly. But they are treated fairly. Look, if a rich guy commits a murder or something along those lines, there's no bail set. And if there is bail set for something along those lines, it's commensurate with what they're worth. You know, we know people that aren't poor or destitute. They're living well. They're okay. But they don't want to come up with $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 bail. That would hurt them. But a judge could put that on them. As is somebody who's not making a lot of money, living week to week, maybe a DUI of some kind. To give them $1,000, $1,500, or $2,000 bail, it's about the same thing in a relative manner. But no, that's not equal. That's not fair. Quick, Jerry, take another hit off the crack pipe. Maybe that'll give you a real look at what's going on. Now, each county will use the council's framework as a basis to set its own procedures for deciding who's released and who isn't. Senate Bill 10, the formal title of the legislation, was approved by the legislature earlier this month, but they thought it was going to face significant opposition. Guess what? It passed. More on the insane state of California when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
We are back. Back to California. Every time I hear this intro. You got a Motor West. Don't go any further than Arizona. I'm telling you. You'd be much happier. Nevada. Just hang out there. You know, that whole area. Don't come into California. I'm Joe Bazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate your time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And just being engaged and involved, it's a big deal. That's how you get informed. It's just a big deal. You know? And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged and sending me notes. I very much do. So, Governor Brown is at it again. I can't give up on this. I shouldn't say that. I have given up on the guy. I'm just amazed. I'm amazed at how much stuff that these guys believe really makes sense. California will soon end lifetime registration of some sex offenders under a bill signed by Governor Brown. What always scares me about this thing is, do they ever take it, and I don't think they do, I can't tell you for sure, but do they ever take into account that some of these charges these guys plead down on, so they get, just make it easier through the court to get less time and that kind of stuff? But if we're, look at, thousands of Californians would be allowed to take their names off the state registry of sex offenders as a result of an action Friday, taken Friday by Jerry Brown. Now, Brown signed legislation that will end lifetime listings for lower-level offenders. I want to know what lower-level offenders are, right? And they claim that these people are at a little risk of committing new crimes. Now, offenders could file petitions to come off the list beginning 2021. The measure was introduced at the request of Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey and other law enforcement officials, who said that the registry, which has grown to more than 105,000 names, is less useful to detectives investigating new sex crimes because it's so bulky. I guess they don't have computers. I don't know. I mean, we go through lists of millions and millions of people. The FBI, don't they go through lists of millions and millions and millions of people? Right? How do they do that? With computers. What are these people doing? Looking through these lists one at a time? Flicking through the pages? California Sex Offender Registry is broken. This undermines public safety, said Senator Scott Wiener, a Democrat from San Francisco. He introduced a bill, SB, any legislator that introduces a bill from San Francisco, I'm suspect of. SB 384 refocuses the sex offender registry on high-risk offenders and treats low-level offenders more fairly. Now, again, these guys have pleaded down. Right? I mean, you can go from I don't know, let's just say, you know, having sex with a minor to having unwanted touching of a minor. I mean, if they're talking about taking off the list, look, people get stupid. We're right there. I mean, technically, a guy 18 having sex with a 17-year-old girl, he could be charged with statutory rape. Right? Even if it's consensual. 16-year-old girl, 18-year-old guy, same thing. Should they suffer for life for that? No. I don't think so. It's my own personal opinion. But if it's a 30-year-old guy who's had sex with several 16-year-old girls, we got a problem. Right? There's a little bit of a pattern there. Who's he going after? Now, the registry currently requires law enforcement officials to spend hours on paperwork for annual evaluations of every offender, including those who are low risk and have not committed a crime for decades. So why don't you turn that into a one-pager? If they haven't had any issues or problems, you haven't come up on this, on any kind of investigation. And why every year? Why not do it every other year? I mean, I don't know. I'm not the expert here. I'm just throwing ideas out. Brown declined to comment, but his office referred to a statement put out last month. Statement reads, SB 384 proposes thoughtful and balanced Now listen, when a legislator says it's thoughtful and balanced, you know it's screwed up, right? Anyway, proposes thoughtful and balanced reforms that allow prosecutors and law enforcement to focus their resources on tracking sex offenders who pose a real risk to public safety, rather than burying officers in paperwork that has little public benefit. Now look at, again I say, don't they have computers? And does an officer have to do this? Can we hire an officer to go through this, or a couple? You know, I don't know. I'm asking questions. I'd like to see some people respond. The measure was opposed by many Republican lawmakers. Well, yeah, because they're obstructionists, you know that. Erin Runyon, who in 2002 founded the Joyful Child Foundation and Orange County Advocacy Group for Victims, after the abduction, molestation, and murder of her 5-year-old daughter, Samantha Runyon. Remember her? The Runyon said parents should be able to check a comprehensive registry to see if a potential teacher, youth league coach, or babysitter for the children has ever been convicted of a sex crime. I agree. We shouldn't be allowing these coaches on look, if you have a coach, babies or whatever, but a coach, let's not talk about youth league leader or a church leader. I mean, youth leader in church. If they've been convicted of any kind of sex crime, no. You don't throw them in the middle of the fresh meat pile. Now, California is only one of four states that requires lifetime registration of sex offenders. The others are Alabama, South Carolina, and Florida. You want to rate them? Fine. Leave them on the list. You know, I mean, it would really have to be, I don't know. You really have to look at what the offense was. For real. I mean, I don't even know. I don't even want my mind to run wild with this. The new law signed by the governor creates a tiered registry with high-risk offenders on the registry for life, others able to petition to be removed after either 10 or 20 years without reoffending. Offenses for which registrants can be removed from the list after 20 years, you ready for this? Include rape by deception. Don't you think that anything that has the word rape in it should not be included? And lewd and lascivious behavior with a child under 14. Really? What kind of demented mind does it take to do lewd and lascivious behavior with little kids under 14? I don't... Really? Really? I gotta go throw up. I'll be back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is blaming social media for the negative press he's been receiving lately, saying the positive press is being withheld. He tweeted, Google search results for Trump News shows only the viewing and reporting of fake news media.
I think that Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population.
The U.S. military has no immediate plans to suspend major military exercises in South Korea.
The exercises continue. What it means in practical terms is that we're making no changes to the exercise program at this time.
Defense Secretary James Mattis, he says suspension of drills following President Trump's summit with North Korea was just a good faith gesture, not necessarily open-ended. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I did very much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. What is that? Who cares? There was almost a 5.0 earthquake just outside of Los Angeles. I think it's going to... You know, when you live here, it's kind of like five? Yeah, whatever. Right? I mean, seriously. What is that? That's what I mean. I mean, it's like a truck coming by the house too fast. I mean, that's really all it is. The ones that, you know, shake, rattle, and roll, those are the ones that everybody gets excited about. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Always appreciate the time that you spend, you know, but it's on the air in the chat room, sending me messages during the show that you try to get me to read while I'm actually trying to do the show. That's good too. I know some people think I'm ignoring them. It's like, you know, I got one eye. I can't do them both. We were talking about how Governor Brown has turned the sanctuary state into the crime state. And it just makes me crazy. Like, I'm not already there, but, okay, it just makes me even more crazy, I'll put it that way. That they actually sit there and they think this stuff is good and real and all of that. I'm amazed. Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I am amazed. Now, producer Tammy sent me, here, let me go there, so I'm not talking off the top of my head and sounding really even more dumb than I already am. Anyway, so... Here's how it breaks down. First Air allows people convicted of crimes like misdemeanor sexual battery, misdemeanor possession of a child, pornography, and in... God. Think of this. Possession of child pornography. No biggie. Are we serious? How sick and twisted of a mind do you have to have to think naked pictures of a 7, 8, 9-year-old is sexy and turns you on? Thank you, Jesus, that I'm not the judge. That's all I got to say. Indecent exposure, the petition to be removed from the registry after 10 years. Tier 1 has the largest number of sex offenders, with up to 65,000 people potentially falling into this category. Now, remember, a good majority of those pleaded down just so they could, you know, reduce jail time or anything like that and just get, you know, moved on. You know what I'm saying? The next tier includes people convicted of lewd and lascivious acts with a minor, oral copulation with a minor. Okay, let your mind run crazy with that one. With a minor under 14 years old, and non-forced sodomy with a minor under 14. So, in other words, somebody younger than 14 years old has agreed to this. The second tier, which requires sex offenders to register for a minimum of 20 years, has potentially about 24,000 people in it. I mean, seriously. I'm not going to repeat all that because I'm already sick to my stomach. I don't want to get any more sick than I already am. Crimes like rape, sex crimes against children 10 and younger, repeated sex crimes and sex trafficking minors put a sex offender in the third tier that requires them to be on the registry for life. That tier has an estimated 8,200 people. The bill allows most sex offenders to petition beginning 2021 to be removed. Now, here's the thing I don't understand. Let's go to the middle tier. Now, people convicted of lewd and lascivious acts with a minor. Oral copulation with a minor. Now, we're not talking about a 17 and 8 month old, you know, 17 years, 8 months old a girl or what have you as a minor. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about children under 14 years old. You got a niece, a nephew, a child? Look at them. Under 14. The animal, the dog, the whatever, that committed lewd and lascivious acts with that minor, or oral copulation with a minor under 14, or non-forced sodomy with a minor under 14. Some of you are going to write me nasty letters. That's the word used in the law, so get over yourselves. Think about this. Why would you want them off the list? Right? What do you want to do? How about this? If they go 20 years without any incident whatsoever, we'll give it some serious consideration. But again, I want to know what they pleaded down from. That's what I would use as the guideline. Not what they were convicted of or what they found guilty of or pleaded guilty to. I want to know what they actually did. Anybody on the same page with me on that one? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, earlier tonight, I almost went down the road of, oh, God, I had a brain fade.
You're talking about video games.
Yeah, but there was something else I was going to hit on. Eh, whatever. Anyway. So, the shooter in Florida. I'm still trying to get past this one. How much? One or two things are going on here. Either it was totally uncontrolled anger that took place in this young man. He lost the video game. He came in second or third or something. He lost. And because he lost and he was mad about losing, he pulled out a gun and killed. I think he killed two people. I think. But that's not even the point here, is I keep hearing how video games don't promote violence. I think it's wrong. And I think those people that are saying it are hypocrites. See, we can't have movies or videos or shows with guns, because that promotes violence. Right? I mean, we teach violent behavior. We can't talk like that. We can't say, you know, keep it up and I'll shoot you. Even though I don't have a gun on me, it's just, you can't do that. Very, very bad to do. We can't do any of that because it promotes violence. But a child that's sitting behind a screen, and a pretty big screen, mind you, not a little 7-inch screen, when that child's sitting behind that screen being inundated with blood and guts and shooting and violence, and the whole goal is to kill the other person, and not necessarily in war, you know, situations, somehow that's okay. Do any of you think that maybe, just maybe, the billion-dollar industry of video games has something to do with that? Something to do with pushing the fact that video games, violent video games, don't cause any problems? Well, psychology professors all across the country don't agree that there is a such thing as a video game addictions. And I've seen it with people I know personally. I've seen it with people that get into the video games, they stay with the games for a long period of time, and it has an effect on them, on their personality, on their behavior, on what they're doing. Now, it's not recognized by the American Medical Association, I wonder why, as a diagnosable disorder, but video games addiction is very real, and it's a very real problem. Now, according to the University of New Mexico, recently, with the studies they've done, they suggest that 6 to 15% of all gamers exhibit signs that could be characteristic of an addiction. Any addiction. So the disorder can have significant consequences, though suffering from it, the signs and symptoms sometimes are hard to recognize. I'll tell you what. If you're close to kids, if you're around them, if you know your children, your nieces, your nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, whatever the case is, and you don't see a change in their behavior when they start playing those video games on a regular basis, then you must be comatose. Because we see it, and you can see it in their behavior almost immediately after the game's over. The adrenaline's still running. You're in that game. It's almost like you're actually physically in the situation. There's two major types of video games and two major types of video game addictions. Now, standard video games are generally designed to be played not by a single player, involve a clear goal or mission, such as rescuing a princess or that kind of thing. Right? The addiction here is to finish something off. You got it, you know, the compulsion to get it done or else. You want to know what the second one is? Got to come back after the break. That simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Come on back. See if you have video game addictions.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
There you go. You're here. Sing a song. No. No. Not really. You can sing a song to yourself. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, I was thinking about that sex offender registry thing. I know, we already did the story. We're working on video games. But I have an idea. I have an idea. So, some of you will get my drift. Here's the thing. If you've done any of those two-tier things with my daughter who's younger than 14, then just give me 15 minutes in the room alone with you. And that can be your punishment. Right? I mean, you won't have to register for sex registry or offender or whatever. Right? And we'll just leave it at that. What do you think? So the father gets to spend 20 minutes, 15 minutes in a room with the offender. And you can't do anything to the dad afterward. He can't kill him. I don't want to go that far with it. But I don't know. Just give it some thought. You know what I'm saying? Just a thought. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about game addictions. And, you know, if you ever want to get a gamer mad or a young guy mad about games, talk about how addicting games can be. And they will immediately fly off the handle and tell you how addicting they're not. But when they talk about symptoms of game addictions, a lot of them, sir, and you know, everybody's got their kind of idea what it should be, but a lot of them center around really your inability to control yourself. Now, before the break, I said there were two different types of video game addictions. One was that, you know, the winning one, right? You have to complete the mission. You have to beat the high score. You just have to do better. And then the other type of the video game addiction is associated with the online multiplayer games, you know, where you have to beat the other guy kind of thing, right? These games are played online with each other and are especially addictive because they generally have no ending. Gamers with this type of addiction enjoy creating and temporarily becoming an online character. They often build relationships with other online characters, and they escape from reality. And the reason they do this is because it's a place where they feel most loved and accepted. I've been saying this for a long time, but not about video games. That our kids are escaping reality. They're going to the safe place, the safe corner, the fuzzy dog corner, to get away from reality. Because parents have not taught kids how to deal with adversity. So they get away to those places that make them feel better. No, push through the problem you're having. Push through the challenge you're having to learn how to deal with it later on in life or better the next time it comes around. The question is, what causes an addiction to video games? Well, many different causes factor into video game addiction. One of the main reasons that video games can become so addictive, however, is they're designed to be that way. Video games, I mean, think about this. They got to get your adrenaline running. They got to get that rush. The rush feels good when you win, you do whatever. It feels good. You want more of it, like drugs. Right? It's like the drink. And when you look at this, you don't think the video game designers know this? You're always looking for that high, that better high. Take it higher. Feel better than before. You know, what are the signs of video game addictions, right? When you talk to, University of Chicago in Illinois, or the Illinois Institute for Addictive Recovery, they go on to say that the symptoms can be both emotional and physical. And, you know, they're very easy to see. One is restless feelings of restlessness and or irritability when unable to play. Preoccupation with thoughts of previous online activity or anticipation of the next online session. Lying to friends or family members regarding the amount of time spent playing. And isolation from others to spend more time gaming. Interesting. Physical symptoms? Now see, if you got young ones, or even kind of middle-aged teenagers, 18, 19, 20, 21. I mean, just because you're 21 doesn't mean you're not a teenager mentally. Some of the physical signs of video game addiction are fatigue, migraines due to intense concentration or eye strain, carpal tunnel syndrome caused by the overuse of a controller or computer mouse, and poor personal hygiene. You're either have video game addiction or you're a holdover from the 60s, the hippie effect there, or whatever. But, you know, this is a disorder. When the game takes up that much space in your mind, in your brain, when the game is all-inclusive of everything, that's a problem. Like any other compulsive disorder, video game addiction can have severe negative consequences, though most of the symptoms listed above have short-term effects. Right? But they can lead to long-term... Look, I don't have the article in front of me, so I can't tell you this is gospel truth, as they say. But here's the thing. When the adrenaline releases in your body, your joints can't take that for long periods of time. And after a while, it starts affecting your bones, affecting your joints. When you're playing those video games for hours at a clip, think about this. That adrenaline rush is going on a regular basis. Your body was never meant to take that. Your body was never meant to be beat up like that internally. So if you have young kids, and those young kids, their behavior changes when they're on a game for half an hour, whatever, stop it. Be a parent. Stop them. Tell them they can have a third of the time they spend, I don't know, reading or studying on the video game. You spend an hour studying, you get 20 minutes on the game. They don't need more than that. They really don't. Some of you, shame on you, use this as a babysitter. Again, wrong. Look, I'm not being your judge. I'm telling you, this is what the, what do you call it? The doctors are saying. This is what the experts are saying. This is not what Joe's saying. So it's kind of like, get your act together. Make sure your kids are well taken care of. It's only fair. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you guys spend. As I was saying before, some of you may or may not know. You know, I keep telling you, call the stations. Let them know that you're thankful for them taking the show. And I started saying I was going to call out some of these stations and thank them myself. KDUZ AM 1260. Out of Hutchinson, Minnesota, thank you so much for taking the show. KQEW 102.3 FM out of Princeton, Arizona. Great, great station. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, AM 1280 WZXI, News Talk out of Lancaster, Kentucky. You know, I so much appreciate the time that you guys are involved and engaged. You know, we've got an election coming up. I don't know if you caught any of that. Right? But give it some thought as to what's going on. Who are you willing to walk for? Who are you willing to call for? Who are you willing to call your neighbors or send emails to your friends and say, look, I'm voting for so-and-so because? How many of you? Right? You need to get the information out. You need to let people know who you're voting for and why. You need to let them know, you know, what the... Look, do not please, don't vote for somebody because they're a friend or a friend of a friend or a friend of a friend's friend told you to vote for them because they were nice people. Right? Don't do that. Make sure that the person that you're voting for, you're pushing, you're asking others to vote for, make sure that they... have a clue, that they know what they're doing, that you can trust them. That they have follow through. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I've always appreciated the time that you guys, you know, I read your messages when you send them. I don't just throw them away like some people do. I read anything that you send me, comments that you make. I try to go through them, answer as many as I can. But most of all, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys spending time with me. Sticking with us when we've had technical difficulties or non-technical difficulties. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Love to know your thoughts, things we can do to make the show better. Maybe a guest you want to bring on, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Hey, thank you for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. Don't be stupid. Be safe, and God bless. I really do appreciate your time.